Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
People who have lost faith in the tea, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The news.
If we lose faith, then why are we even trying?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Might be a private... you know how they have the private people that go?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Silicon Valley.
On WEEI.
Apologies in advance. The sun is just really in my eyes at this point.
It is.
You know, it's just it's a gorgeous day out.
You have a lot of issues down here.
No. I have no issues.
You got the misophobia. You got the bees. You got the sun.
It's okay. The misophobia really doesn't affect me that much. Just certain things. I don't know why the Twitchers get so upset with me.
No, I think they're fine. They love you.
Jeez.
I think they do.
A quarry blast in Taunton sent rock everywhere, flying all over into folks' yards on Fremont Street. It seems like it was a mistiming detonation that sent the rock into people's yards, damaging some windows, some sides of houses. Here's Scott Schofield, who was gardening when a scheduled blast sent rock into his yard.
It was probably, it was substantial, so it was about that size. Yeah, between a pound or two. You have some heads up, but it doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling, you know.
Well, even if you have a heads up, they're not saying, yeah, this is going to happen, and then we're going to send rock flying into your yard.
Well, I don't know. When you say it was a mistimed explosive, what would the timing matter? Isn't it more, did they use too much or something?
They're calling it a mistimed detonation.
Curtis, you're a big gardener. That would be very frustrating when you're doing your gardening.
Especially this time of year when you're planting your semi-annuals.
Yeah.
Somebody wants some cash.
I will never understand the gardening. I love gardening. Okay.
I swear to God.
Jackson,
it's wonderful.
You have a green thumb?
Oh, yeah. If you don't know the satisfaction of eating a tomato that you grew yourself. It's wonderful.
Oh.
So you're a big farm-to-table guy, huh?
Yeah, damn right.
Wow.
What's your big yield every year? What's your number one plant that you grow?
Tomatoes. I love tomatoes. And then sometimes cucumbers.
All right.
And I've been known to...
You don't know the satisfaction of growing your own cucumber and then sitting on it.
Oh man.
And Jackson does.
While watching whatever he was watching on his YouTube channel.
Whenever I hear cucumber, all I can think about is Ilaria Baldwin.
Same.
How you say?
Cucumber.
So are you out gardening every day, Jackson, or how does this work?
At first, yeah, you got to do it. You got to get the dirt all nice and stuff. But once you plant them, it's self-sustaining.
What about the weeds? Don't you have to pull up the weeds?
Of course, yeah. Pull up. I mean, I don't get too into the weeds, no pun intended.
Okay. Where do you garden, Jackson?
I think you're good at getting others into the weeds.
Yes, in the, I garden in the backyard. In
Jamaica Plain.
No, Dedham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Thought you was in JP, brother.
And, nope.
So
and
you stroll home in the afternoon and go grab a ripe tomato and then bring it inside and slice it and right into the gullet.
That sounds like an excellent afternoon.
Could be a good Instagram series for you, Jackson.
Hey,
yes.
Gardening
yes,
with Jackson.
It could. All right. Who knew? We'll call that "Who knew."
my dad's favorite saying.
Who suspected is what we will call that.
MIT is warning students that suspensions are in the works. On Monday, MIT President Sally Kornbluth warned students that if they did not leave the pro-Palestine encampment on campus by mid-afternoon, they would face immediate suspension and not be allowed to participate in graduation. As of last night, the encampments were still up. Here's one protester on BZ.
The only way we're going to pack up these tents and move out is if they use violence and forcefully evict us.
Was
that individual wearing a mask or what was...
Why didn't they use their name?
I don't know.
For future jobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. If you say it with your whole chest.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is the people that voted, by the way, in that CNBC poll. But carry on.
100%.
These are my four-day work week,
you
brother.
Got, these are your boys.
What up, Brodies?
Good luck.
A 9-year-old boy from Orange was left on his school bus after he fell asleep on his route to school. So 2 hours after Teresa Ashby put her grandson, Micah Adams, onto the bus to Fisher Hill Elementary School Friday morning, she was notified by the school that he didn't show up. They then, you know, clearly go into panic mode. They find him in the bus lot.
This happens way too often. Like, mm-hmm. Do bus drivers not, like, just check the back of the bus or
I
whatever?
Don't know.
Yeah.
We can hear from Teresa speaking to WHDH.
It's upsetting to me. One, I don't know who brought my kid to school. Nobody contacted me. So, yeah, I'm pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
another bag of cash coming,
yep.
Wiggy.
Oh yeah, some of them bus drivers, they're working 6 days a week, so maybe they're overworked.
How do you not go up and down the bus
that's
to
what
make
I'm
sure
saying.
Everybody's off it?
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
what
bad.
You would think.
Oh, and the bus seat. How pissed would you be if you put James on a bus, you think he's going to get to school in the next, you know, 20 minutes at most, and then 2 hours later you get a call from the school that he never showed up?
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's going to just, I'll drop him off. He'll get a ride.
Curtis can't relate to that.
I can't relate. But by the way, over the weekend, the first time James was bullied by kids at the park.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, really?
And I required intense, deep breathing exercises to separate myself entirely.
No. Here's what you tell him. You find the biggest kid on the playground and you just... go off on him. Then they won't be bullied no more. Yeah. They'll be like, "Ooh, you got to be careful for that
yeah,
one."
I
don't know. I think Curtis, the approach might be to have James handle it himself.
Right.
He can't solve every problem for him.
Right. It's just like when he goes in and he throws straws on the ground. We pick them up because it's not the job of the store to pick up after our mess. I let it be known under my breath to the parents that they were awful at their job, but that was it.
Will you do that with James when he gets older and he gets into a fight and he comes home and let's say he, you know, he's a little nervous. Will you be like, you know, hey, no, go back out there. And if you lose, you lose. But at least you're going to go back out there and you're going to fight like a young man.
Well, when it comes to fighting, the Curtis family outsources.
All right.
So,
what was he? Was he bullied over his Versace Crocs, or what was the? What was the?
They
bullying?
Found out you're his dad.
Right.
What was the bullying?
They said,
over?
I put that on. They said it.
What was it about?
I don't know. There is nothing in life. I know I came to this really late.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things you don't know about yourself until you become a parent. It's like, it's amazing to have this awakening. But there is nothing more difficult than standing and watching your son or daughter be in pain or be mad or be hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These
yeah.
kids were just trying to get them off of this small stanchion for toddlers when they were like five or six
right.
and the rest of the playground's for them. And they were yeah. kind of getting
kids
in his face, too.
Yeah, see, he needs to squat up.
Yeah.
He's got to find him a click.
It's heartbreaking when they go through things and you have to let them deal. Like, I remember when Julia, her first boyfriend, they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, in bed all day crying. And you can't solve the problem for them.
Yeah. And the worst thing I found is if your parents...
What, Wiggy? You can't.
Oh, you can. If she's in bed crying because her boyfriend did her wrong, oh, believe me, somebody's getting a call.
Okay.
But the worst as a parent, when the parent says, it's okay, it's good, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine. It's like, I don't feel fine right now.
No, I understand that, but you have to, like... You can't hold their hand through their entire life. Wait, you surprised me on this.
Yeah, I mean, like, my boys are different, but my daughter's, my daughter's different.
So a guy breaks up with your daughter, you're going to go to his house and have a conversation?
I mean, believe me, somebody's going to be knocking on his door.
Well, Wiggy, I'm gonna keep your number for a while.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because, like you said, Greg, my boys are different. You have a boy and you have a girl, right? Your boys are different. Like, you know, that's why I'm kind of busting Curtis's chops. Right. With the boys, you're like, hey, shake it off. You'll be all right. Go back up. But the girl is different. If she's crying or whatever, it's, you know, somebody, you know, I'm like, all right, that ain't happening, Captain.
Yeah. All right. Back to Courtney and the rest of the news.
Well, we talked to Wiggy at the start of the show, seeing if he could maybe explain to us a little bit about the Drake, Kendrick, Lamar beef right
in
now.
30
the diss
seconds.
Tracks. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This can maybe start the conversation because police are investigating the shooting of a security guard outside Drake's house in Toronto. Police were called to the home around 2 a.m. local time yesterday, where they found the wounded man who was taken to the hospital in serious condition. He's still in the hospital in serious condition. We can hear from investigator Paul Krosick.
When officers arrived, they located a male who was suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. That male was taken to hospital in serious condition. We have individuals who obviously performed the shooting who were seen in a vehicle. I do not have a description of the vehicle or the suspects at this time.
Now, yeah, I think it's interesting timing.
Did he say, like Greg, we don't know what the beef was about? you have 30 seconds.
Man, Kendrick got shooters in Canada?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But you have 30 seconds. I don't understand. I know there's diss tracks that are randomly being shot at others. Sent out, uploaded, downloaded.
There's a lot of diss tracks out there between Drake and Kendrick back and forth.
Can you please, in 30 seconds or less, explain this beef?
All right, so it all really kind of started back in like 2013 on J. Cole's song when Kendrick was first coming in the game, and he was kind of like, I'm gonna murder the game, and you know, he started just naming off a bunch of rappers. Drake was one of them, and then Drake had an interview and was like,
did he mean really murder them?
No, like just like murder them on records, right? Like,
yeah. Curtis, you following along?
I'm sorry, I was just turning off my mic because I was having coffee and I didn't want Courtney to hear it.
Thank you very much. If we're going back to 2004, this isn't going to take 30 seconds.
No, 2003. Like, he was the next big thing.
Why don't you guys go to the caves and come back?
Well, I'm trying to do it in 30 seconds, okay?
Yes. Okay.
And he was the next big thing, and Drake was like, listen, I'm not worried about Kendrick, you know, because Drake's been popping for a while. And then he had a song out with
Weird Al.
No, his first shooter song that he had with J. Cole.
J. Cole.
And then he had that out, and they referenced, J. Cole referenced the big three, which is himself, Drake, and Kendrick. Kendrick didn't like that, and then Kendrick put out a diss track with Future, and that all started the new diss song, and then Drake came back with Push-Ups, and then there's The Heart of Part 6, then Kendrick had another diss song, Not Like Us.
Okay, but isn't there, like, is there some sort of beef other than just the mention in a song? Like,
No.
That's it?
Yeah, it started from a song.
They started from the bottom, now they're here.
Yes,
well, Kendrick's
exactly.
Saying that Drake has a daughter that he
Yeah, but that was, Drake set that whole thing up. That was part of the beef.
Had it leaked that he had a daughter and it wasn't real? Yeah.
And then Kendrick went on to rap about it. And then in Drake's latest track, he said, look how you bought the bait when I put that out there. Okay. And then he rapped about it. It's just, you know, it's good for hip hop. You got the two biggest hip hop players out there going back and forth.
Can they settle this, you know, some other way, like a pickleball match or something? How is this going to lead to violence?
If they're shooting up Drake's house,
Drake's place,
hopefully it won't end up like a Biggie Tupac.
Well, you know what? It could settle this, Greg.
Yeah.
Drake's cakes have a brand new Boston cream yodel.
All right.
They are delectable.
And eat off.
Drake off.
Go listen to the songs. There's a bunch of songs out there, like new ones.
I listened to a few. It's hard to follow. There's a lot of accusations being thrown. Yeah, Who's winning?
It's actually harder to follow now than it was when Wiggy started to explain. Well,
yeah, I love you, Wiggs, but I feel like I'm confused more than ever.
It all started because somebody felt like they were done dirty, and that was Drake. Like, you ain't going to come for me. Right. And that's kind of how it all started. But that's not a good hip-hop beef.
Curtis is right, though. I think, and this is probably not reported enough, I think the first diss track was probably a Weird Al track. I don't think he gets credit.
He really doesn't. Not right? All. You know what, Greg? All geniuses are not recognized in their time.
Another white man.
It's been a while, Greg. Right? No. Greg, it's been a while since we had this, though. Like, where we've had, like, real, like, two big names, like Tupac, Biggie, then it was Jay-Z, Nas. Like,
it makes me nervous.
Well, no, as long as it
Where does Tootsie fall into this?
I don't think he falls in anyway. Okay. As long as it doesn't end up in violence, you know.
Yes.
But
right.
They're taking shots, like, deep shots at each other. Drake's talking about Kendrick's wife.
I'm going to have
They just shot a guy, like, Drake's security guy just got shot at his mansion.
Yeah, they're not saying if Drake was home at the time, but this just seems like weird timing with all the disses coming out.
Right. I'm leaning it's like the Boeing whistleblowers.
Right. Courtney, to answer your question, I'm leaning a little bit towards Drake now. Just a little bit.
Yes. All right.
I feel like in Shime's absence, Curtis, I don't know what you're doing after the show today, but you ought to produce a diss track at Shime.
I would love to. Yeah. I was actually going to write one for James to use at the park the next time he sees those kids.
Curtis should do a 50 Cent diss track on like how 50 first came out on How to Rob, where you just go at everybody.
I think that would be great.
Everybody.
Also, 50 Cent, Curtis is his name.
Right. Right. Just go at everybody.
Yeah. I mean, perfect. We could call it a dollar.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to Florida for the next story.
Okay. And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Jackson, I feel like you were just gardening, and instead of ripping out a weed, you ripped out a bud. Like you ripped a tomato plant right out of the ground.
Was my bad. That's not good.
Okay.
Bad form.
What's happening in Florida?
Well, we've been talking about a lot of stories this morning, actually, about people that are going to end up getting a bag of cash. Here's another one. A father and his special needs daughter were held at gunpoint after a typo by an officer marked their car as stolen.
Really?
Yeah, the family is now looking to sue the police department. Here's the family attorney, TJ Grimaldi, speaking on Fox 13.
Check your own work to make sure that you're not putting innocent civilians' lives in danger, because if they do one wrong move, they're shot.
So what was so there was a typo that identified their license plate or something?
Correct.
Was
it?
Yeah.
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 I mean, there's typos that happen all the time. Karen Reed case right now, 32 instead of 34.
Look at the Canton Police Department. They make a mistake here or there, and everybody thinks that there's a conspiracy going on.
I watched that yesterday, Greg.
Yeah.
Whew. Yes. Whew. The shot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
the collection of evidence was on full display.
Yes.
And the but I will say this. Karen Reed's defense attorney, overrated.
Oh,
which
really?
Alan Jackson or David Yannetti?
He has slick back hair.
Yannetti. Jackson.
Jackson.
Oh. Yannetti has no hair.
Yeah, the guy with hair. I hate haired people. He is way too methodical.
No.
And I don't think he's great. I don't
brilliant.
Think
the guy is brilliant.
Ooh. I don't think he's great.
So where do you fall on a Curtis?
Oh, well, there can be multiple things that are accurate.
Uh-huh.
These guys could have done an awful job of collecting evidence.
You think she gets off?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the prosecution has much of a case.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this very limited crescendo where they keep having these sidebars, and maybe that's not Jackson's fault, but I find his approach to be stylistically not for me.
The sidebars are because the judge hates the defense, though. That's what keeps happening. The judge keeps calling for a sidebar because she's sighing and yawning and, you know, being upset with every time the defense tries to cross.
Yeah.
And he did a good job. The defense attorney for Karen Reed yesterday during the cross-examination of the lieutenant who collected the evidence by describing to him or having the lieutenant describe how he interviewed everybody together inside the McCabe's home. Which is against everything you hear. You need people to be separated to see if the stories are the same.
Yeah. I mean, he's a California guy. He's defended, you'd have to Google it, as LB would say, but he's defended some famous clients.
Yes.
And I think he's a pretty good attorney. I don't think the judge likes him because he's from California and whatever, and any other number of reasons, but it's wild, Curtis. Wiggy, I know you're not into it, but I agree with Curtis. I don't think they have enough evidence to convict her. I don't think a jury is going to, there's no way. But I think the issue then becomes if there was a cover-up and you're trying to frame somebody, an innocent person. I mean, what, tell me somebody who kills somebody, runs them over in a vehicle, and then goes back the next morning and tries to give them CPR to save their life.
With the car.
Who would do that?
Right. No one, I don't think. But yesterday,
she didn't go back with the car. She went back with the other two ladies.
Mm-hmm. But her Lexus was...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah. But aren't there people, Greg, who think that, like, that are not in the case or whatever, like just people who are watching that watching it, aren't there people that think she did do it?
Yes.
Yes.
So they must be making enough of an argument for those people to be convinced that she did do it.
Yeah. I think that's why, from my perspective, that's why it's so interesting, is that and I could see both sides. I'm going to wait and see what happens, but there's just way too many things that are, you know, names that were left out of police reports, people that procedure that wasn't followed that would normally you would think be followed. It's really interesting.
And yesterday, big points that came out was the fact that Sergeant Good replaced a photo with the taillight photo. So he had a photo in his report of the scene. No taillights, pieces of taillight were there. Then he put the photo in months later.
Changed in the report on the incident, went back and put a photo in that had an actual piece of taillight at the scene, which they had apparently found later. They didn't find any. They searched the whole scene with a leaf blower.
Yep.
And they didn't find a single piece of her taillight.
Correct.
Then later on, the state police went back and apparently were able to find 32 different pieces of it that the Canton police on the scene couldn't find that morning.
Correct. 6 days later. And that's kind of crazy in my mind. But he says that that did not change the meat of his report.
Okay.
Sergeant Lank also took the stand. He was asked if he ever told his superiors that he also had a personal relationship with the Alberts family. He said no.
Yeah. All right. It's good. It's really good television. The only thing I need is, like, we need a Twitch chat on the Karen Reed trial while it's going on, Curtis, if you can start that.
During the live stream, there is a chat.
There is?
Oh, my God. I was just going to say, it puts our Twitch chat to shame.
Oh, my God.
People are getting brutalized thing.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it is.
Wild.
I am scrolling the entire time. Yeah.
Oh, I just watch on YouTube.
No. Okay, so on YouTube, there is a section you can pop it out so that you can see the chat. Exactly like our Twitch chat looks.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.